Looking at Ralph Ellison's piece through the postcolonial lens provides a much deeper analyzation of the article. In the beginning of the article, the man is described as a scholar who gave an impressional speech. He's later supposed to present his speech in front of the town's most renowned white people, but yet when he arrives, they completely disregard the fact that he's there to say a speech. Instead of treating him like a scholar, he's treated like an animal and made to fight in a boxing ring with other men. This shows a postcolonial narrative because instead of noticing this black man as a successful lineage, he is only there for the white man's entertainment.
This goes with the postcolonial lens by using direct racism. America would rather see these black men make a fool of themselves than be successful. Black suffering is made into a joke. This can be explicitly shown in the part where the men are told to crawl onto electrified carpet to receive the American cash.
Now, pairing this with the postcolonial lens, we can also view the naked white woman as an asset to the story's lens. The black man and white woman have never had a great relationship in America's eyes. The violence but desire that was thought to be a weakness to the black man. Adding on to that, we can look at the story of Emmett Till, the small black boy who was brutally murdered for whistling at a white woman. The Emmett Till murder happened in the 1950s. The Emmett Till murder happened in 1950, whereas Battle Royale was published in the early 1950s, which can be paralleled.
Although the post-colonial lens is apparent through racism in the story, it is also broken towards the end due to the black man's success. The standard racist agenda would perceive the black man as never becoming successful and always being the white man's fool, but the man instead receives a scholarship to a college from the very white man who caged him up in the ring like an animal, which twists the lens completely.